This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. At the Rose Oconee Museum, I recently read some microfilm copies of Rose Times Regents from 100 years ago. It was interesting to me to see the similarities of thought on some things going on at that time compared to now, and other extreme changes that have taken place in all those years. See what you think about some of the comments made by the editor. The First World War had just ended that previous year. On February 16, 1920, the Times Regent had a few thoughts about news items from around the nation, starting with a quote from William Jennings Bryan. "A soldier is a soldier until his day of opportunity comes. After that, he is either a hero or a coward. So with political parties." Another item, sales of cigars and tobacco in Minneapolis in 1919 exceeded sales of tea and coffee by $3,200,000 and sales of candy and other sweets by $2,250,000. It also beat the lumber business by $250,000. As one grows older, there's less of a tendency to lambast somebody and more inclination to let a lot of things pass. In the earlier years, one is more apt to take offense and to be ready to fight. As time frosts the hair, one gets more willing to find excuses and to forgive. The forgiving spirit grows stronger with each succeeding year. This, says an exchange, is the mellowing process of the years acting upon us. And the same process acts upon this good old world, too. It is mellower and more charitable now than it used to be. There is more of the spirit of brotherhood abroad in the land now than there was a century ago. The world and we are getting a little more unselfish and considerate right along. Free speech and freedom of the press, we take it, has but one limitation, that no man may advocate violation of the law. Free men are free to think and talk, but not to advocate violence or revolt that will break the laws. There is a way provided to change laws not to our liking or not for the people's best. Advocacy of lawful change is not wrong nor forbidden. One of the most epochal events in the nation's history takes effect today. National prohibition by constitutional amendment. A final effort by the Wets to have it at least postponed fell flat Monday when the Supreme Court denied their application to institute proceedings before that tribunal to test the validity of the amendment. And 1 week later, in the January 25, 1920 issue, an article listed the provisions set by the Dry Amendment. Manufacture or sale of any beverage containing 0.5% or more of alcohol is unlawful. Places where liquor is sold in violation of law are declared common nuisance. Search and seizure powers given prohibition enforcement officers, except for search of private dwellings unless used for unlawful sale of intoxicants or as places of business. Liquor seized is to be destroyed, vehicles and other property to be sold, and proceeds paid into the United States Treasury. Advertising of liquor is prohibited. Manufacture at home permitted for personal use of non-intoxicating ciders and fruit juices. Manufacture permitted with restrictions of alcoholic liquors for sacramental, medicinal uses, industrial, and scientific uses. Possession of liquor in home permitted if purchased before prohibition became effective. Physicians prohibited from prescribing alcoholic liquor for patient unless they believe it will afford relief for ailment. Not more than one pint can be prescribed in any month for one person. Complete records of sales, including names of persons obtaining liquors, required of manufacturers and druggists. Penalties for violation fixed, and the most severe being $2,000 fine and 2 years imprisonment. So that is how the world was 100 years ago. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.